You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, welcome to Ross Patterson Revolution, kids. James is still out on spring break. I'll see you this weekend though, in Los Angeles. I got a quick little jaunt there for a meeting tonight and a friendly little dinner tomorrow. Woo! Kidding. It's business, and no, it won't be fun. But if you're in the Texas area, you can have some fun with us. Our good friend Ryan Mills is doing a tasting this Friday, March 15th. From 5 to 8 p.m. at Liquor Galore, 2124 Tin Top Road in Weatherford, Texas. Heard the weather's supposed to be pleasant there this weekend. And also, a bunch of HEBs just picked us up here in College Station, Kerrville, Mexia. What the fuck is Mexia, Bob?
Mexia.
M-E-X-I-A. Never heard of it, but
tiny
I want to go there. Is it? Tiny little town out there. They got an HEB, though, at least. Born, Lake Jackson, Sugarland, and Humble. Also, shout out to Texas Cheer Liquor. They picked us up as well out there. Grab a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer from one of those locations, or go stop and see Ryan Mills. Friendly guy, and he's got some merch for you, too, when you see him. Like I said, heading to Los Angeles tonight. Weather's supposed to be pleasant there. 69 is the high every day. Maybe it's for me. Who knows? Wanted to ask you guys a big question here today. Is Facebook making a comeback? I've heard this in various circles, and I myself have found my own person going back to Facebook and checking it. I went like a good year and a half without really doing much with it. And now I find myself gravitating back towards it.
No.
Really?
No. If I didn't have the shop, I wouldn't have Facebook.
No shit. What about you, Bob?
You know, I like Facebook. I use it mostly now to be served ads. Because I'll be like, what do I want to buy today? And I'll think to myself, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
And then I'll get on Facebook and I get served something. And I'm like, oh, that's neat. So I like Facebook for that.
Well, so I learned something fun about it because I used to own stock in it. So I would follow it, and I would follow the quarterly reports and all that other stuff. I had it for many years, and it did very well. And then when it started to slide, sold it off and all that other shit. I learned that every fourth post is an ad. Did you know that, Bob?
So you know what? Why not? That doesn't surprise me.
So when you're on there, you can see, you know, three of your friends or three celebrities that you follow, and then you're going to get an ad for probably some Missouri gear, I would imagine.
Yeah, Missouri gear, my sweet little St. Louis City jersey that definitely came from a Facebook ad like a week ago.
Yep.
I'm looking on my Facebook feed right now. I'm not logged in on the work computer.
I bought a pair of shorts that are Newport cigarettes off of there. That's a true story. They just came to my house, and they were $22, I think. Beautiful shorts. When they arrived, they were exactly as described, and I actually was not mad that I made that purchase. Was it unnecessary? Absolutely, yes. Yes, of course it was. But I love them, and I'm amped about it. And Jesse always says this, like, hey, cool, man, serve me up the shit that I actually want. And they're doing a real goddamn good job of that. Now, when I was thinking about this show on the way here and why that I find myself gravitating back towards Facebook, It's because I feel like I'm seeing the same shit on Instagram and TikTok over and over and over again, and they're just kind of running each other's videos. I feel like I've gotten to the end of it at this point. I've seen all of it. I've seen the reels. The reels are now the same as TikTok and all that other shit. I'm starting to follow people that are making original shit that I don't see anywhere else, and that's why I'm going back to Facebook, where it's just kind of people's posts now about what they're doing, if there's any fun, flirty things that are going on in the neighborhood or the cities and things like that. And yeah, I'm being served ads, but a lot of it is local too, of like, oh, hey, there's a fair you could take your kids to, or a new fucking playground out there that you can booze at and let the kids run around and throw rocks at each other. And I'm not getting that on Instagram. I'm not getting that on TikTok. Twitter to me is just news and then pure hatred, obviously, for no matter what it is. So that's a whole different feed on its own. And Facebook stopped allowing news on there. So I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but this is a big reason why these media corporations like Deadline or Deadspin. Deadline's probably next. Deadspin and Vox and all those guys are gone, is because they can't force their news feeds into Facebook anymore. Facebook had this thing where they said, look, if you want to put your news articles on here, you're going to have to pay us. So like the New York Times, great. You want to put the New York Times articles on there? Pay us. Now, all of them balked at that. Their traffic got throttled. And I don't see any more news articles anymore.
I got a couple right here on mine.
Did you really? Yeah. What was first up for you?
Kansas City Magazine.
Okay.
It's just like a local story about some fucking sandwich.
Happy 314 Day.
Yeah. But for you.
The wrong city, you fucking retard.
Do you follow, is that in your general area or region?
No, I followed it.
Oh, you did follow it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if you don't follow it, remember it used to, you know, people used to post political articles or all that other shit in their feed. They don't really allow that anymore.
I don't see a lot of like news. I see a lot of like the other one I have is like a Braves blog.
Yeah. But I'm you're probably subscribed to that, right?
Yeah, I follow the page.
Yeah. So if you don't follow these pages, it's not going to serve it to you anymore.
They can't pay to like get it into the feed.
They can. The problem is they don't have the money to anymore. So because media is dying, they simply don't have that advertising budget to pay for Facebook to promote these news articles and shit like that. Look at mine's all logged out today, but I'll pop it up here and see what's in my feed. All right, Drinker Bros podcast came up first. Awesome, man. We post in that. That's ours. Great. Next one is a weed company. Sure. Talk about weed all the time on the show. Sure, my computer's listening. Some friends here. Yeah, these are all pages that I follow. And look, there's an MRI from somebody I know that they broke their leg.
I do get served a lot of random articles, though. Like a lot. From like, I like this page I just got it right now, Movies and Delight. I get a lot of like movie pages that I definitely don't fucking follow. Screen Rant, I get all the fucking time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's because you probably followed a bunch of accounts or like liked posts. Or like, remember in 2008, 2009, when you shared your interest and your music and everything? Yeah. All of those pages are still around. And now they serve you whatever is on their page, whoever bought those pages and changed those pages.
Which is why a lot of media companies get purchased now.
Yeah.
For their social media pages.
Correct. And they're using those numbers and saying, hey, we'll flip them into whatever we have. And then they have 200,000 followers on a feed that you used to follow. And now you're like, huh, what the fuck is that? Okay, cool. And either you like the content or have to unlike them or whatever.
It's not even like you liked the page initially. I remember like 2008, 2009, it's like music you like. You put like Trampled by Turtles. And now that page is an automatic follow. And somebody would buy it and completely reinvent it. Like it'd be totally different than
correct.
The thing you initially followed.
Correct. But the rest of this, like I'm going through it here. Drinking Bros Sports, sure, follow that. Wilmington Brewing Company, follow them. City groups that I follow. Yep. Barstool follow. Yeah. Mostly friend and other shit. And I don't see a lot of TikTok posts in my feed or things like that. And the stock has gone way up. And people are starting to advertise again on Facebook, big companies, because they're getting a lot of hits and a lot of users and all that other shit. So maybe nuking out the news for those guys was the best option. And when I say nuking them out, it wasn't intentional. They just didn't pay for it. And they were saying, hey, you can't serve your free fucking articles here. And then even Twitter switched over to just a picture of it, and then the link is on the picture. So you got to click the picture. You can no longer put a link in there. And then the homepage for the New York Times is going to pop up anymore. And I think that's been helpful too, a little bit for Twitter, where you're just not seeing article after article over and over and over again. But it's a strange thing for me because I was about a year and a half off of Facebook.
Man, Meta's at an all-time high.
I know.
$4.94 a share.
Is that fucking nuts, dude? And that's why.
Metaverse, dude.
No, it's not the metaverse. Definitely not the metaverse. That's the only thing they're losing money on, because they also own Instagram. And yeah, I mean, do you believe that Facebook stock?
It's fucking crazy.
I think I sold mine at 192. So what did you say it's at now?
You got to imagine.
494.
Jesus
Christ. It rocketed up because of Instagram with the TikTok news.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean,
it's been on a steady climb.
Yeah, that just happened yesterday.
But today, but yeah, what did it go up?
Yeah, what did it go up today?
Let's see. Today, it is down a little bit, but 5 days. Oh, also down a little bit. In a month, though, it's up $20.
I think a lot of people out there regarding the TikTok news think that it's all bullshit and that the Senate will never pass it. I'm unsure. It's a weird mixture of people there who are kind of coming together on it.
Can I tell you something, though, about TikTok that I've kind of grown tired of?
Go ahead.
Like, it just as a platform.
Yeah.
So its algorithm is, like, incredible, right? Like, it serves you all this stuff.
So addictive.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's addictive. I think it's too curated, and I like the feeds. Like, I like my Twitter and Instagram and Facebook feed better. Twitter in particular, because I like that I can, it's every type of content. Like, oh, there's a picture here, then there's a video, then I can read some text, I can read like a little news story. Like, I like that it's diverse content. I get bored just scrolling through only videos or scrolling through only photos.
And I think that's another part of the reason I've gravitated back towards Facebook a little, is I'm the same way. If you're scrolling, you know, the doom scrolling on TikTok or Instagram, because let's face it, you know, they're pretty much forcing you to get out of posting pictures on Instagram. They only want reels on there.
To the point when, if you guys don't use Instagram a lot, I don't post Instagram a lot. This is an annoying thing that I deal with a couple times a week now. When you open Instagram,
yep,
it's not the and to post, you click a post or whatever, it starts as a reel now,
yep,
and not as a photo.
It sure does. And then they ask you, would you like to make this a reel? No, it's a picture. And I don't really want to just see it jiggling around and then score it to Bad Bunny and kind of move on with my life. That wasn't the intent of it. I just wanted to post a picture. And again, a lot of that is why I think I've gone back to Facebook. Your eyes at a certain point, just scrolling videos like that over and over again, you're like, holy shit, dude, I'm locked into a fucking matrix that I can't get out of right now. And it's wild.
I kind of hope they make TikTok illegal. I don't care.
You know, I'm torn on it. Business-wise, for the company, we have a TikTok account for Drinker Bros Podcast.
I don't think it translates to anything.
You know, you never know. Like, advertisers look at it, and like, if you go to ours, for example, we got a video that's got 2 million views on it. Advertisers will go to it and be like, oh, man, you've got views on this, and, you know, we're amped about it. It's the same thing with, you know, leaving reviews on Apple and Spotify for these podcasts. I know I say it every goddamn day, but like, the advertisers really do look at it. They care about it. And then they bring it up in these meetings where they're like, oh man, this one show's only got 2,000 reviews on it. 2,000 reviews is a fucking lot to me, let alone, you know, 10,000 or, right, or whatever you're asking for.
Reviews show that you listen to the fucking show, though, right? Like, TikTok, it's very easy to scroll through. I don't think it actually converts many people that watch your TikTok into listeners.
But it, the advertisers don't give a shit. They just want to see those big numbers over there. And then by the off chance that, yeah, maybe some people don't know your show, and then they're going to it from TikTok or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And that's kind of why all of us, you know, every podcast in America is chopping up video clips and putting them out there for people, is so, hey, you might not know this show, you might like it, come on in and see it. And from a business aspect, yes, it is important. So do I want to see TikTok go? Not really, because I have kids. Yes. Like, because you, man, start, if you start scrolling at such a young age like that and you get locked in, like my eyes hurt now looking at it. I can't imagine if you start that as a young child and then keep going up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, TikTok, by the way, was trying to pivot a little bit. They whenever I open TikTok, it's always like, hey, post photos.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, hey, photos get a lot of engagement. Just post a photo.
I didn't know that.
Because it's a like it's hard to create video content.
It is.
It's hard. People don't the user to creator ratio had to be the worst on TikTok of all the platforms.
Oh yeah.
I'm just done. Once we got to TikTok, I'm like, I'm not signing up for this. This is a social media platform that I'm just gonna ignore.
Altogether?
Yeah.
So like softcore history, you guys don't have a feed on there?
Rob runs it. I don't have it. I have like a account on TikTok because people send me so many fucking TikToks just through like text or IG. So I have to like, it just makes it easier to go and see what they fucking send. But I do not participate in TikTok.
I don't even really
like,
post
on my own.
I don't really even post to our TikTok anymore. It gets no engagement.
Yeah, it does nothing.
It does like you, it's so bizarre. Like, the amount of followers you have means nothing. The quality of content means nothing. It is a lottery. It is a lottery. There is no... Look, it's hard to go viral on any platform. It's hard to grow a brand or whatever on any platform. But on TikTok, it is pure random chance. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what any TikTok influencer says about, oh, you gotta just work hard, blah, 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 blah. It's bad for creativity. It lends itself to bad content. And yeah, like you can't just post things and you can post things and no one will ever see it.
I agree. And most of the stuff we've had gone viral has been on accident, where there's just no rhyme or reason to it. I know on YouTube, you know, they're doing shorts now because they want to become a TikTok and everything else. Our biggest clip there, I think, is what, 54 million? And it was a clip of Ray Cash Care when he was on the show on Drinking Bros, maybe, I don't know, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, whatever it was. And you were like, really? That's the clip? That's the clip that went viral out of that entire show. So yeah, I agree with you. I don't think there is a rhyme or reason to it. And all these people on TikTok who are like, oh, it's about your content and everything else. No, you got lucky. Chewbacca mom, shit like that, where you're like, okay, cool, man. You definitely got lucky. And that got spit up in some algorithm and everything else. I will say some of our bigger clips on Drinking Bros podcast, TikTok, one of them is Rob O'Neill talking about killing Bin Laden. Now that was super interesting. Or, I mean, he goes through the whole fucking story and you're like, all right, dope. That one I understood, where I was like, shit. Yeah, if I was out there and I got served that, I would definitely be interested in watching it. But the rest of them, yeah, it's an accident. One was Build the Wall, Governor, talking about being on Naked and Afraid. And that was over, you know, 1.5 million or something like that. But yeah. There is no rhyme or reason to it, but I'm going, you know, slowly shifting back to Facebook because I'm seeing normal posts and actual friends versus, I don't know, some weirdos fucking shit off in the world. Speaking of TikTok, there is a bid for it, according to former Secretary Steven Mnuchin. He's leading a group right now. He was the Secretary of Treasury under Donald Trump, and he's leading a group now to buy the platform. I think we talked about it on Drinking Bros yesterday. What do they want, $70 million for it or $68 million for it? Is that what it's valued at, Bob?
TikTok?
Yeah, billion?
Yeah, maybe more like billion, definitely not million.
No, I'm sorry, did I say million? Yeah. I meant billion, $1 billion. Twitter went for 43 or 44.
100 billion is what I've seen, is what I'm seeing here.
$100 billion for TikTok, wow.
But it is not... Like Dan was saying yesterday, it's not as good of an ad platform as either of Meta's. It's probably better than Twitter because Twitter's fucking pathetic. But yeah, like it's just the hot platform right now.
It is. And, you know, it's because of their, allegedly, because of their algorithm and all that other shit. $100 billion for a platform, though, is fucking nuts to me. How are they monetizing it if you don't see ads or anything like that?
They have a shop.
They
TikTok
do have a
shop for creators.
Okay.
And then
what do you get for that?
I think you just link stuff from the videos directly, and then that's how you sell.
You can link stuff, and there's also the creator program where you can get paid for your posts getting a certain amount of views, but it's total bullshit from what I've seen from it.
Okay.
Because I'm in it, and it's like my views got worse and worse. after I was in the program.
Oh, that happens. They don't want to pay you?
That happens on Instagram, yeah, too. If you sign up for the creative reels or getting paid for your reels,
yeah,
they nuke your views.
And, yeah, the CPM that I got as well, it was initially like $1.20 or something like that per 1,000 views, which like 400,000 views was like over $400, right? And then now it has dropped to like 70 cents per 1,000 view. I mean, there's no control. I mean, it sucks, dude. It's just a shitty content environment in general, but like, yeah, fuck TikTok.
Well, now that they have you, obviously, and they had everything they wanted from you, then they're like, great, we don't want to pay you for doing this shit anymore. Instagram did the same thing with me for a while, and it was good money for about a year. And it was like, all right, cool. What is this? You just post 4 reels a month. Fine. I'll do it. I don't give a shit. It's a fucking mortgage. Let's go.
By the way, Drinking Bros, TikTok also was invited into the creators program, and we were kicked out almost immediately.
You know, on our Instagram, we haven't gained a follower in 2 years, I think, on there. I haven't gained a follower in my personal feed either on Instagram in 2 years either. And we've had probably 100 million views a piece on each one on Instagram. I mean, it's been nuts. There was shit. There was 2 videos just on my personal feed. I got like 68 million views, and I didn't gain anything, not one subscriber. They're all locked in there, and they're all done with our bullshit, I think, and they always have been. And I don't have like shit deleted either. The only thing that they took down was Joel and I made a very fun like B-horror film trailer for Governor Wheelchair, just blowing people's brains out and shit like that, and they nuked it. It was obviously comedic and over the top, and you could see that they were fake heads and all that other stuff, but they were like, nah, dude, we're all done with this fucking bullshit here. So congratulations, you got me, but I'm going back to Facebook a little bit more now. See my old friends from high school again, okay? I want to talk about SpaceX here. Musk was finally able to do it today. Son of a bitch, dude, that fucking rocket launched. We had some listeners down there, and they hit us up, and they were like, man, this thing's impressive. 364 feet high, 30 feet wide, this goddamn rocket launched. And this is the one they want to put on the moon eventually. They were 0 for 2 in the first ones. I think they blew up. And then this one launched this morning, and it's up there, and it's out there. So we might be putting people back on the moon soon. I think NASA said, I was watching 60 Minutes a few weeks ago, and NASA said they needed 3 strong tests without any problems, and then they would consider putting humans on there. And today was the first one. Any problems thus far? I know it went into space. Everything good?
As far as I could tell, yeah. Nothing.
Good for them. Good for them. Look at how big that goddamn thing is. Put it up on screen. It's huge, dude. How many stories is that? 30 stories high? 364 feet?
Big boy.
Yeah, you're looking at 30, 35, 36 stories high there? Son of a bitch, dude. Whatever we want to say about Elon Musk, god damn it, dude, this shit's impressive.
All I want to say about Elon Musk is stop fucking tweeting and make more rockets.
Yeah, right?
Like, you're just wasting your time.
He's got 96 companies to run. Is he going to die soon? That was the crux of that whole Don Lemon bullshit. Don Lemon accused him of being on drugs. Look, if you're fucking sending rockets to the moon and running Twitter and Tesla and all this other shit, yeah, dude, you're going to do some drugs to unwind. That can't be that shocking. I'm surprised he's even sitting down to do this shit. Does he just want to be famous on top of all of this? Because how much more famous can you be at this point? You created PayPal, created SpaceX, you created Tesla, you own Twitter. Why would you even do shows anymore or tweets, I guess? I mean, I guess the tweets help his own platform, so that's kind of serving his own business.
Yeah, he's a fame whore.
Right. That's got to be it, right? But for what reason? At that age, do you really want to go out and bang fucking 22-year-olds?
Because he wasn't cool.
He wasn't cool, but there's been a good stretch. Like, he's had a good enough run where he was. And same with Bezos. Look, Bezos was banging tail on the side. Obviously, he got popped for the last one, ended up getting married to her, and it was fine after that. But how old is Elon Musk?
he's in his 50s, right?
Yeah. So
he spent his first 40 years not being a cool guy. He's trying to make up for lost time. He's overcompensating.
He's 52 now. I mean, I guess what he's been.
When did PayPal sell? Because I want to say it was the early 2000s.
Yeah, but he was still an ugly fuck.
No one knew who he was, right? He was only famous in Silicon Valley. It sold in 2002.
Okay.
So, but yeah, here's the thing. When did you start really hearing about Elon Musk?
Right? Tesla, probably.
So he's been famous for 6-7 years, 10 years, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Because I was wondering why, like, this hasn't gotten out of his system yet, where you're like, all right, cool, man. How much more could you fuck at this point? Because there's been rumors of the orgies, lock that rapper in the mansion, Azalea Banks. Remember that? They were having a threesome with Grimes. She claims she got locked inside the mansion for 72 hours and that they were all on mushrooms and acid, just having crazy sex all over the house. Now, she said the house is impossible to get out of, but one would imagine the house is so goddamn big and tech-wise just getting out of there. Probably got to put in, you know, 2 handprints and a couple toes just to get out of that goddamn thing.
Probably.
Yeah, so, you know. After that, how much more do you really want at this point? I wouldn't have sat down and done that shit.
Look, you need to really look at how, like, who this person is. Like, you see him now, and he's kind of jacked up on drugs and, like, as handsome as he's ever been, certainly. But, like, you need to look. I mean, look, this is Elon kind of in 2012 or whatever, but this is black shirt Elon, right?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. This is
he looked cool there in 2012.
Yeah. He's starting to do the drugs and. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going down
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I remember those old photos, dude.
This is Elon. This is his soul.
Oh, it's an ill-fitting suit, too. Oh, boy. God, it's weird, isn't it? It's so fucking weird, man. Same with Bezos. We've showed those Bezos photos before where you're like, man. How did you do it? How did you pop out of it? That's right. Yeah, yeah, show that photo again. I feel like it's mandatory we show this once every 6 months.
Ross, this is why.
This is his
son. No, I know.
This is
the
man that lives inside Elon Musk.
All right. No, I get it.
And look, we all have that. That's fine. We're all shaped by whatever things we want and didn't get or whatever, or the person we wish we were. Whatever. Like, it's just people need to know that this is who he is.
Yeah. And I guess that never goes away, huh?
You have more to say, Rob?
What were you shaped by, Rob?
Don't worry about it.
What were you trying to be?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about any of that.
I'm not going to. What was it?
We all just have a man inside us.
I think I guess my perspective is different because I have already got the person I wanted to be with and all that stuff. Like I've got to me like the highest woman I could get, and it's great, right? Love my kids, love my family. I got great friends and all that other stuff. So like me, I'm chasing this money, like this dollar amount, versus like, cool man, I'm doing this for pussy. And I guess it's two different dreams and two different chases there. Now that I've seen pop this photo up one more time. Look, I think looking at this photo, you got to say to yourself, hey, dude, if I don't build a rocket, I will never get laid. I will never get quality pussy in this life.
This guy was fucking like prime Amber Heard, who's like one of the most attractive people I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Rum Diaries Amber Heard.
I know you love her. I don't know if you saw that Johnny Depp quote that's floating around the internet. I hope it's true. I don't know that it's true. But there's this quote floating around the internet that says, you made your bed, now you can shit in it. And then it says Johnny Depp underneath it. I hope it's true. It's one of those things where I read quotes like that, and I'm like, God damn it, I hope it's true. I have no idea. There was one with Alex Jones that was trending late last night on Twitter that just says, I will eat your ass, leftists. And it was pretty funny. No idea if it's a real quote or not, but I do enjoy those. So yeah, when I see this photo here, he's definitely chasing that pussy. But he's had all of it for 10 years. You know, one would think he would get bored of it.
Yeah, I mean, but like, what else does he? He's just a fucking. You can't like downplay the fact too that he's also just a fucking weirdo, right? He's personally trying to repopulate the earth as much as possible.
Yeah. How many kids? What's he up to?
I'll check, but it's like Nick Cannon levels.
Is it really? Nick Cannon's at like 12, I think.
Yeah, but if you're a billionaire, why not?
Nick Cannon is not a billionaire.
No, I'm saying Elon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you're Elon, who gives
Elon
a shit?
Musk has 11 children.
Holy shit. How many women?
At least like 8, I think.
No shit. God damn.
Elon, man. I'm sorry. Well, okay, so he has 10 living children because the one died of SIDS.
Okay.
But it's 10 kids with 3 women, actually.
Really?
But this might predate that one where... No, it's not. Okay. Because he also got that one chick that works with him pregnant.
Oh, remember? That's right. Yes. Her. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, if you're Elon, it's all right. Nick Cannon, I don't know how the fuck he's affording that bullshit, man. I know he hosts, you know, 30 different fucking shows, but... And that money's... It's good, but it's not Elon money. And one would imagine... One would imagine those checks every month that are going to the moms have to be fucking massive. I mean, that guy's going to work himself until he dies to afford all that shit. Because let's say one more fucking Jewish comment on a podcast comes out. He's done, dude. I mean, he was real close to being canceled a while ago. So one more of these, especially during the war right now, and he's fucking donezo. Donezo, friends. This morning... The top 100 cities for obesity came out in the United States of America, and I want to read them off to you here. What you reckon's the top of that list, Bob, without cheating? Don't cheat.
If I was to guess, San Antonio.
That's what I would have said.
Well,
maybe, man, Houston.
They're kind of like lame with their city rank. Like, I don't want to hear about Springfield, Missouri or something. You know what I mean? Like,
any
I wanna,
big cities.
Yeah, I want a real fucking city.
And, you know, calling San Antonio the real city's pushing it, but we'll give it credit. We'll give it credit.
They have an NBA team, yeah. They got the rodeo and shit. There's a lot of shit that goes to the Alamo Dome. So McAllen, Texas is number one. I'm with you. I don't do a small town like that. I don't want to fucking do that bullshit.
In fact, most of these are...
Jackson, Mississippi. All right. You're getting up there. Shreveport, Louisiana. Yeah, that's decent.
Mobile.
4 is Mobile, Alabama. Yeah, I've been to Mobile.
The fattest real city,
Little
Memphis?
Rock.
No, Memphis. I'm going Memphis.
I guess Knoxville's 7? A town.
Nah,
I'll count Knoxville.
I've been to Knoxville.
Little Rock.
It didn't seem that fat there.
Little Rock's at least a capital.
I don't know how you can be fat in Knoxville. There's so many hills.
And now you're walking all the time, man. All the fucking time.
Okay, so for real cities, you've got Memphis at number 1.
Yeah.
And then I'm just skipping Baton Rouge. Oklahoma City and Tulsa back to back.
You're giving Tulsa credit? All right.
More than.
Yeah. Columbia, South Carolina is pretty big. Birmingham is big as well at 11. Chattanooga, Baton Rouge. Now you're getting into some decent cities.
Nolens,
here.
17.
Nolens.
No surprise.
Zero surprise.
That was terrible for Zion to go to the fucking Pelicans.
It was. They were talking about it last night. They were like, dude, just keep him away from that food. You can't, though. Once you get locked into those restaurants in New Orleans, shit, dude, it's hard because you start dreaming about it. You got to go off the out of the French Quarter there. Don't go to the, you know, the touristy bullshit. But once you get out of there and start getting that real New Orleans food, god damn, it's good, dude. You can gain some fucking weight, bro.
There are 4 SEC college towns in the top 15 fattest cities in America.
That's shocking to me. That's shocking to me, and I'll tell you why. Whenever you have those cutaways to the audience, it's always the hottest women in America.
Yeah, but the chuddiest chuds.
Yeah, look at the dudes they're dating. It's all dad-botted fucking 19-year-olds.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But the food is better in the South. So that, look, the Southern cities make sense to me. Shit, man, going through all this, a lot of these are in the South.
It's all the South, especially if you include Texas as the South. I mean, the top 10 are all in the South.
Yeah. Yeah.
Top 11, 12. You got to go down to borderline, to be honest.
Yeah, totally. You got to go down to 18 there to Canton, Ohio.
Yeah.
I would have had Ohio. Ohio's got Youngstown in there too. I would have had Ohio a lot higher.
I'm disappointed.
Or Wisconsin.
Disappointed in the Midwest.
Very disappointed.
You went to school in the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest.
Yep. There's some biggins, dude.
Yeah.
Some biggins, because it's cold. And it's not like you're outside working out all the time or running around because you're freezing your ass off and you're locked in your place. San Antonio, Texas is clocking in at 21. That's high to me. I think it's because of the amount of people that live there.
It's diluted. Yeah.
Greenville, South Carolina is on here. Myrtle Beach. Myrtle? Come on, dude.
I think anyone you find attractive is probably not a local.
Yeah, Myrtle's a pretty disgusting beach.
It's fine. It's a fucking party beach. Are you going to get stabbed? Sure. That's going to happen. You going to step on a needle or some broken glass? Yeah, that's going to happen. That's Myrtle, baby. But as far as fat, no. I've seen a lot of methed out bodies there, some really thin bodies there with horrific tattoos. But as far as real biggins or chunkers out there,
how did Phoenix really. Make this? Nobody in Phoenix is fat.
No, because too well.
I disagree. I think there's a whole gross subsection of Phoenix that a lot of people forget about.
Well, they probably stay inside. You're right. Yeah.
You think because it's hot?
I think that at
and
this
they're staying
point,
inside.
I honestly like feel grosser in the summer than in the winter here because I don't ever go outside.
I agree.
I don't get the same amount of movement in the summer.
Yeah, but while we were in Phoenix for like the entire week, it didn't matter where we went. Everybody was hot.
No, I agree. When I've been to Phoenix, that's surprising.
It is. I'm with you though, Bob. I think it's the summer. Like you, they had record temperatures this last summer here. Not that they didn't in Texas as well, but Phoenix was like 120 every day. I think it's so hot that people just don't want to go outside. And I heard the thing with the pools, too. Even the pools over there, all my friends that lived there were telling me that they were dumping ice into their pools and shit like that.
Yeah.
Over the summer, and I was like, fuck.
If you don't have, like, especially if your pool's not covered.
Yep.
Like, if it's not getting shade.
Well, there's no trees in Phoenix.
Right. It's just getting boiled.
Yeah. It's getting absolutely boiled. I know they've been installing these, because, you know, a lot of pools have heaters. They're installing these freezers in there where they can, you know, turn it on and the water's cold during the summers. Good luck with those bills. Holy shit, that would be expensive.
Oh, found Austin clocking in.
Where's Austin?
We are 66.
That's not bad.
Austin is fatter than St. Louis, apparently, which I find inaccurate.
Tough call because of the barbecue here.
Ah, Philly, 67. Let's go.
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio's clocking in at 40. I would have had that a little higher just because the food's so fucking good there, dude.
I mean, look at this. Milwaukee at 59? No way.
Yeesh.
What? Dude. It's all beer and cheese.
Sure is. It sure is.
Raleigh right above Milwaukee.
There you go.
Raleigh.
Raleigh's got some good bars and restaurants. A lot of craft beer there now. A lot of gastro pubs. You can clock in some calories loading up on craft beer. I can tell you that right now. Vegas is 57. Anchorage, Alaska at 65.
Sure.
Is there even enough people there?
I also need to question the legitimacy of this list. They had Seattle on it. That's not true. Nobody in Seattle's fat.
Well, what number is Seattle though?
100.
Well, that's it. You're out of 100, so you know it's got to clock in somewhere, I guess.
No.
Honolulu, yeah, Hawaii's at 99.
They're including so many cities, though, that I'm surprised that some
Seattle
of these made
makes
it.
The top.
Yeah, like, I mean, if this is a list with Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised. Portland, Maine is on here. How the fuck did Seattle squeak in?
How's Spokane on there? Like, all you do is hike in the Pacific Northwest.
That's true. You don't do shit there.
And like New York, is New York that fat? Everyone has to walk everywhere.
There's a lot of fat people in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says the South is known for its fine cuisine and delicious barbecue, not related to Haiti. But a new survey finds it's also the center of the nation's growing obesity epidemic. Again, not real shocked by that. Not real shocked by the South. The South has the best fucking food. Columbus has great food because it's a test city. That's where they test out everything before it goes out to around the world. Had some fun, flirty things in college coming out of there. Had some pizza at McDonald's, which was a no-go for everyone, and they ended up shooting that down.
You got a McPizza?
Yeah, we got a McPizza in college. I tried it. Wasn't great.
Didn't seem good.
No, it was one of those things where we would pop in there once a week to see kind of what they were testing out, and you were like, oh, man, this could be something. It was a McTaco one time, and wasn't great. And they kind of bounced out of that. What was the other thing? It was a wild milkshake one time that was just like, what the fuck is this, man?
I am actually surprised Honolulu isn't higher.
Really? Did you see fat people rolling around there?
I mean, all the Samoans are either jacked or fat. There's no in between.
That's true. That's true. I mean, you're eating luau all day long. Is that too on the nose? But maybe. Who knows, man? I haven't been there in a long time. You were just there. Did you see a lot of chunkers rolling around?
I mean, there's a lot of hot in shape people. But yeah, I mean, it's either you're hot or you're fat. There's no like skinny fat in Hawaii.
Okay.
You're like ripped or you're fat.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're on the beach every single day. Or you're in charge of the luau's and then you're kind of tearing off some pig there for yourself and having a couple handfuls.
Yeah, next thing you know, you've eaten a whole haunch.
Yeah. And then what? You know? And you got to roll around the islands, try to get tattoos everywhere to cover that shit up, and just blame it on tribal. I'm just tribal at this point. No, you're just fat, and you're trying to cover it up with tattoos. Which, look, maybe that was what MGK's goal was the whole time, by tattooing his whole goddamn body black. That'll certainly cover it up, you know? A nice pitch black like that will cover up all your fucking love handles.
That's a life hack, getting a slimming tattoo.
Real quick, kids, we got some sponsors to put the shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. You know they're giving you everything for 50% off over there right now. Why? Why is the question? Why are they still keeping this deal going? They just had a brand new product refresh in the store over there. Every single mattress is made in the good old U.S. of A. Now, let's go. All of it, dude. The adjustable bases, the mattresses, the pillows, the sheets, all of it's 50% off. All you got to do is pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, and you're good to go. Just bought some new pillows over Christmas. They even increased the sizes of the pillows, which is nice. So if you got a real small dome, got a real tiny noggin out there, they got smaller pillows for you. Or you can get the big guys like Papa Bear uses there. Also, if you want to order those body pillows and stuff with like extra shreds in them, I think that's what they're called. Bob, what do you call those shreds in there? Those little cotton shreds.
What?
Little cooling shreds. Comes with like a...
Yeah, just the stuffing, I guess.
Yeah, it comes with like a bag of extra stuffing. You can order that too, which is rad. It zips up and you can make it bigger or smaller, depending upon what you like and the firmness of your pillow. I've not seen anybody do that before, so I was super fucking impressed with it. Way to go, Ghost Bed. And the beauty of it is, you can load up the cart as high as it'll go. It doesn't matter if you're putting fucking 60 items in there. They're forced to give you 50% off, so take advantage of it. Just pop in that promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. And when you do check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest, as long as you have decent credit over there. And guess what? You can stretch it out for 3 years. Sleep in comfort. It's worth the investment. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Told you at the top of the show here, we're adding some more HEBs. Shout out Ryan Mills. In the state of Texas, everybody knows that HEB is the largest grocery chain here. Love HEB. One's right in front of my house. Big fan of it there. So the new HEBs that are open here in the state of Texas are in College Station by the Aggies, Kerrville, Mexia, Bourne, Lake Jackson, Sugarland, and Humble. And again, I want to give a special shout out to Texas Cheer Liquor. They just picked up a bunch of stores there, and there's going to be a tasting there this Friday, March 15th, 5 to 8 p.m. Liquor galore. There's going to be a tasting there at 2124 Tin Top Road in Weatherford, Texas. Pop on out, see Ryan Mills, grab some free samples, grab some free merch, and enjoy your life. It's Friday night, dude. Get fucked up this weekend. Conference tourneys are on. Plenty of stuff to gamble on, plenty of stuff to party on. Put a little 8% in that body and just see what happens. Also live in Kroger down there in Houston, live in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, North Carolina out there in the Outer Banks in Wilmington, and Ohio is rocking there. Those bars will be on fire this weekend. Big Ten tournament is going on as we speak, along with all the conference tourneys out there. Players Championship, people are getting fucked up for. Head on out to the Standard Hall on campus there at Ohio State. Or go down to the Short North if you're an adult and enjoy your life at the Short North Pint House. Maybe you live out in Dublin, Ohio. Check out Urban Meyer's Pint House. Over there. If you're in Nashville, hit up that Frugal McDougal's over there. Knoxville, head on out to Smoky Mountain Axe House. Throw some axes, dude. Watch some games, have some laughs, and a few hard AFs. And we're in every single Total Wines in the Southeast. And I didn't forget about all those Piggly Wigglies down there in Alabama. Now, if you're not in one of those states or one of those surrounding states, you can click on the old store locator there on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip. Find out where you are, maybe if you're in your surrounding state that's closer to there, and you're like, all right, cool, man, I want to check it out. Or maybe you want to find a restaurant. Maybe you want to find all those brunches in Wilmington and say, great, let's go there. Or that Whiskey Creek Trail over there in Masonboro Forest. Yeah, dude, let's head over there. It's all available on the website. Go to hardafseltzer.com, city or zip. If you don't live there, surrounding states, we also ship right to your house. Grab a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer today. Support us and support. Yeah, now it's time for PXG. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting down in Austin. Fantastic experience across the board. Super impressed with those guys. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get the incredible ball speed that pushes distance to absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. Game changer has been thrown around a lot. Let's face it, all the time here, I feel like it's been thrown around so much that it's kind of just lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend. Jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff, you start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit, I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
That's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah, yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. For the show. Really is, dude. Still having a hard time getting over that. Every time, you know, I'll scroll through something and you see a picture of him, you're like, man, you really did that to yourself, huh? And that's going to be there forever. One would imagine that would be hard to take off. I know people are getting tattoos removed. It's not an easy process. It's not like you roll in there for an hour and you're done. I mean, you're going back months and months and months to get your entire body back to being white again from black would be super difficult. Also shocked that the black community hasn't come after him for black body.
Normal job, would that play? Like, mm-mm. You know, they say no sleeves, but if you have a full sleeve that's just black, kind of
nope.
Blends in.
Nope. Case in point, I was on a huge conference call right before I got on here, and, you know, there's 8 people that pop up in Zoom. It was for an investment, like a loan with a huge bank out of Miami. And you could see all the people and everything else. Nobody had a sleeve or a neck tattoo or a little clown tear tattooed on their face or anything else. And these guys are making a lot of money. When you see it these days, I'd say the top paying job with sleeves, a sleeve tattoo, is probably like a high-end chef. I expect my chef to have some form of sleeve or a knife tattoo or a salt and pepper shaker or something like that. That's when I'm like, all right, this guy must be a good chef because he doesn't give a fuck what he looks like and he knows he's not getting any other job in this world. Therefore, I'm going to have the best goddamn meal of my life tonight.
Yeah, he's all in at that point.
Yeah, so that I think is acceptable and like I'll allow it. But even Post Malone, you look at Post Malone these days, have you seen all the fucking skull tattoos and all the shit that he's gotten now?
Uh, I,
I don't really pay attention to Post Malone.
He'll pop up in my feed, and you see it. Like, he got his entire... Find one where he's bald now, because he got his... There you go, Bob. He's got his entire skull tattooed now. And then all the shit on his face and everything else, and you're like, all right, you're all in, and he's a young dude. He's worth, you know, millions of dollars at this point, so it's fine as long as he invests wisely. Who gives a shit? But other than Post Malone, who could get away with this in the workplace at a job that would pay, let's say, over 100K?
Influencers?
Sure.
I mean, yeah, you're not getting hired to sell insurance with fucking...
neck tats?
Can I sell you some life insurance and they're all face tatted up and shit like that? What? Yeah, yeah, no, it's a full term policy, and we're gonna give you $3 million for it and everything else. And trust me, I have it. It's like, no, you clearly don't have it because your entire face is tattooed. Yeah. And your only insurance is trying to make something out of this life, or you're gonna be fucking poor.
I guess high end tattoo artists have full sleeves.
Even that, man. Because I got a decent one last year, my birthday. It took about 6 or 7 hours. You did too. Like, how long did yours take?
Like, my sleeve?
Yeah.
Total. I don't know, 24 hours.
Okay. And what'd you pay for that?
Who knows?
Couple grand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you pay a couple grand for that. So even a high-end tattoo artist, right? You get a couple grand for, you know, essentially 2-3 days work at that point. You're making good money, but it's not like, oh, hey, shit, I'm going to be rich as fuck. So it's tough. Yeah, there's some higher end guys, artists, but I think you'd have the same shot at being an artist at an art gallery or something like that as well at that point. But as far as normal jobs go, yeah, dude, how do you walk into an interview or even a Zoom call? You know, you'd have to turn off the video.
There's a lot of like trades that you could work at that make six figs. Like, you weld, I'm sure a bunch of welders have sleeve tats.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I know, look, I know obviously it's big in military and all that other shit, but when you get out and then get back in, and I'm almost saying this because, you know, Rocco was on the show a while back, and he was talking about acting and getting off the Mayans and what his life was going to be like. And he goes, bro, I'm having a real fucking hard time with it because I go into these casting situations and they look at me. I've got the neck tats, I've got the, you know, full sleeves and fingers tattooed and all that other shit, and he goes, they just don't see me as a normal dad in my 40s taking the kids to school and like a family drama or a sitcom or anything like that. And I understand it. And he was saying, you know, look, I wish people would be able to see around that and that they could cover it up with makeup. And I was like, they can't. I mean, that's what you're seeing when you get there, and it's hard to shake that. They also know that it's going to be an expense to pay for that makeup. It's going to cost extra time in the makeup chair every morning and all that other shit. So, yeah, I'd put some thought into it. I think that's one of my biggest fears is my kid comes home at 18 with a fucking huge face tattoo, and I'm like, oh, Christ. It's also the reason why I got the fucking seltzer company, in case that happens and I got to pay for this dummy the rest of my life, you know?
I want a politician with some edge. I need a guy with a... I want our next president to have a sleeve tat.
Well, we got close. Remember that guy who started a fight on the Congress floor and was ready to pummel that dude who used to be in the MMA? That guy...
Is that as close as we got?
I think it is.
I mean, he's House of Representatives, right?
Yeah, I mean, look... Fucking pull up. Did you guys watch the State of the Union? No, you didn't. Look at that. Pull up the State of the Union and tell me if any one of those people has a sleeve tattoo. Any single one of them. Maybe Morgan Luttrell.
Nah.
Maybe.
It's also the move you have to make if you're a white guy in the NBA.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You have to. It's almost because the NBA is like prison. So you got to fit right in.
It's like J.J. Redick. You know, everyone hated him in college.
Yep.
He rebranded himself in the NBA, got the sleeve tag, yep. Got a little bit more edge. Everyone liked him now.
Yeah. Because other than that, if not, they're seeing all that white skin and they're like, yo, I can fucking kill this motherfucker. So, yeah, the NBA is like prison, man. You got to get full sleeves or you're shit out of luck. But pop up a picture from State of the Union. Just look at that old white crowd. No one in there has any of that shit. No one in there. Yeah, it's a perfect one. Pull that up on screen right there. You think one of these motherfuckers is hiding a sleeve?
I could tell you one.
Who?
Ted Cruz.
Could you imagine?
No, actually, I know exactly. Fetterman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, once he goes full conservative.
Full retard,
yeah. He fully converts into a Republican.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be your guy, man.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now. This is going to be your guy. All those jokes you made at his expense, you're going to have to run it back because he's got full function of his brain. He's going to go full conservative.
You know,
this is our guy.
It's funny you said that, man, because when he was first running, I don't know if you remember this, but the guy he was running against tried to tear him down for some black guy tried to fucking rob his house, and he chased him down the street with a shotgun. And they were like, you can't do that, and blah, 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 blah. And I thought, without hearing what party it was from, I was like, oh, he's a Republican. And he wasn't. So I was stunned. But yeah, seeing Fetterman here with these tattoos, you're right. That's probably it, right? Out of that whole crew. I bet you AOC has gotten something fun and flirty by her pussy, but that's about it.
To be fair, he didn't get these tattoos. These are just numbers that were tattooed on him by the doctor that stitched his limbs together and ran electricity through his body. These are ID numbers.
Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Old Frankenstein. But yeah, pop up in that other picture. Because some of my friends of other races texted me the other night during the State of the Union. It's like, man, it's just a bunch of white motherfuckers out here. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah. It's deep out there. I mean, look at that. I see one brown face in there, and that's about it.
Oh, there's our guy, the MMA fighter, right there.
This one?
That's the guy that challenged the other dude to a fight.
Is he sitting next to Ted Cruz?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's really fucking funny. Yeah, and a couple, look at the women. Like, even the women aren't tattooed, right? And by the way, I'm not shaming anybody with tattoos. I got fucking tattoos out there. I'm not shaming anybody with tattoos. I'm just telling you, going through life, going to job interviews and all that other shit, you know, you're going to get those looks, whether you like it or not. And I can't see the comments today because it's just me up here. It's just Papa Bear today. So don't come after me for it. I'm just telling you that people are going to look at you and be like, all right, is that the guy who should be running my 401k? Is that the guy with the Grateful Dead dancing bears tattooed all down his arms that should be running my 401k? Is that the dude that I should really trust in this life? I'm just saying, think about it. That's it. Think about it. Because I think eventually I'll get sleeves, but it's going to be after all this is done. After the seltzer and all that other stuff is done, and I'm retired, and I'm like, all right, cool, man. I don't have to put food on the table for my kids anymore. I'm going to go ahead and go for it.
One sleeve, just all hard AF cans up the arm?
Up the entire arm. It depends on what the price tag is. And then you also don't want to be that guy, you know, who's got your own shit tattooed on your body.
If you're in finance and you have a sleeve tattoo, you immediately become a hard money lender.
Oh, yeah. You know that interest is going to be 20%. The hard money. If you got a guy who's a hard money, you know he's seen some shit and he's trying to get you through some backwoods shit, dude, for sure. For fucking sure, man. You did hard money, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've met with a few of those guys.
My boss was tattooed. He had his entire body tattooed.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to go into hard money, man. That's the smart money there. How many of those people did you give loans to that you genuinely thought they could actually repay?
So I closed like 14 deals in 3 months.
Okay. Out of the 14, honest question here. How many of them did you think would actually repay the loans?
All of them.
Really?
No.
That's a lie.
No.
No. I know.
It's not my problem, though.
I know. I know.
Hard
I know.
Money gets sold to private equity and then they package everything up and sell it to banks. So it's just a roundabout way to get a loan from a bank.
It is. And, you know, shit, even the call it was on today and you're going through assets and everything else and they're like, is there anything off the table? I was like, yeah, there's a couple things that are off the table. And they were like, well, the bank would come after those unless you put them under LLCs. And I was like, oh, all right. So you're just kind of giving me the wink, wink, nod, nod so you can get your money too. And I don't mind that. But, I don't know. After being sitting on a million of these phone calls now, I don't know that they actually care if you give the money back. They're going to get it from you one way or the other through assets and everything else. So you could be pitching them anything on the goddamn phone. Sometimes it isn't like Shark Tank, you know? They just want your houses and everything else you got.
But a lot of, you know, sub 500 credit scores.
No.
Yeah.
Is it possible to get below a 500?
Yeah. I there were so many deals where it was like 480 credit scores.
Come on, dude.
470.
What's a 470? That's got to be multiple foreclosures at that point. Maybe a repoed car, right?
Just bad credit scores, man.
That's real bad. I didn't know it got down that low, to be honest with you.
That's why you go to hard money. That's why you can't go to a bank.
I don't know. Even hard money, you could get that at that.
But eventually, again, it's just a roundabout way to get a loan from the bank.
Sure.
Because it always goes to the bank anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It sure does. It sure does here. So if you're out there, though, it's just a quick heads up of maybe not get the face tattoo of an ex-girlfriend or something on your face. All right? Don't do it. Don't do it. Although the chick that Zion impregnated, she did. She got his whole fucking face tattooed on her face. Which
the
is
porn
nice.
Star?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't know if you can pull that up, but and hopefully, like, one would pray that that wasn't real, but who knows, dude? Because they had her sitting down in the chair as she was doing it, and you're like, my God, man, please tell me that's not fucking real. Yeah. See you right there.
Name on the face.
Oh, the name on the face. Okay, let's see it. Pop it up. Oh, my God, dude. Holy
that's like
shit.
A, it's like a jaw tat.
It is.
Maybe it's a cheek tat. I don't know.
That's brutal, bro. I mean, you've got to walk around with some dude's name tattooed on your fucking face like that. Holy shit. Man, that's a long life right there. I'm saying definitely don't do that, okay? No matter how much you love the person. Because in this relationship, I don't think that lasted, right? I think that was over after 2 months after she got knocked up.
Did it ever start? Or were they just banging?
You know.
Like they're just fucking.
You look at something like that and you say to yourself, was that for the judge? Was that for the judge that's going to be in this case? This paternity suit? Of like, I loved him. I'm having his baby. He knows how much I loved him. I have his fucking name tattooed on my face. I love him so much, judge. All right, so you're going to have to pay her $200,000 a month for, you know, child support the rest of your life. So have fun with that, Zion. That kind of feels like what that tat was about right there. Bob, I know you share stories with Jesse all the time. What were you looking to share with her today? I think she's at home watching right now. I got a text message from her.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. We got a couple good ones. I kind of want to save the Ari one for her. So I've got a little, there's no video for it.
Okay. Was it a crime corner or a nature nook?
It's a crime nook.
It's a crime nook. Okay. This is for you, Japes. Okay. You're not here. We miss you. And we love you. Dad, nailed it. Nailed it. She wasn't even here. I like, by the way, I'm going to give you a shout out for this. I like how you mixed in the crime corner theme with the nature nook on top of it. Proud of you there. Proud of you. I want to give you your shine, give you your flowers today on the air. Okay?
DJ Danny Rags.
Yeah. DJ Cash Register. Bling, 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 bling. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Listen to that crowd going crazy for the DJ. What do we got here, Bobby?
I'm just going to read you this headline.
Good.
Two Georgia men indicted on charges of setting off a bomb at woman's home and plotting to release Python to eat her daughter.
All right, I'm from Georgia. Where in Georgia was this?
I'm seeing Richmond Hill.
Okay, that's way the fuck out there. God. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to find these guys' faces here because I really want to see.
I've got to see.
Here we go.
That's exactly what I picture them to look like.
before I get into the more detail. They did, by the way, successfully set off a bomb, as you can tell from the picture.
Well, it looked like the house was unfinished, or did the bomb just take off the siding as well?
I think the bomb might have taken off the siding.
Now, show the picture of these two guys on screen right here. So the guy on the left definitely looks like he did this, you know? The guy on the right is kind of questionable. I wonder if that's his brother.
He looks like the Python owner.
Probably.
The guy on the right.
Yeah, the guy on the left looks like he set off the bomb. The other guy looks like he's got the Python living in his house. So what spawned all this?
Well, the men allegedly used the internet to find the victim's home.
Okay.
They plotted to mail dog feces to the house, shoot arrows at her front door, and then release a snake inside. It's one of their, the two Georgia men have been federally indicted in connection with a sinister plot they allegedly hatched last year to release a python to devour the daughter of one of their exes. So they were mad about a relationship ending, and they were going to have a large snake eat the woman's daughter.
Okay, so what was the hopes and dreams here, that the house would blow up, she would be alive inside, the daughter, and then they would release the python afterwards? Or were they releasing the python first, and then they were going to blow up the place as the daughter was getting swallowed?
I think maybe that's what it is, right? She's watching her daughter get swallowed, and then she's screaming, help, help, and they walk in, they're like, no help's coming, light the dynamite, toss it in.
I like that. I mean, look, if I'm going to reverse engineer this, yes, I definitely throw the python in first. I lock all the doors, watch them try to fight off the python and everything else. I would put a tripwire or something outside the door. So that way, you know, jiggle the lock, jiggle the lock, jiggle the lock, go up and unlock it. And knowing she's going to go for the door again, and then as she's running out the front door, explosion and the whole place blows up. So that way you're getting a twofer there.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting to see somebody die in front of you by a python that's a loved one, and that's going to hurt. So you're going to go through that anguish, and then you're going to go through the pain of being blown
exploded
to pieces.
Yeah, but maybe at that point you're just happy to die because you watched your kid get eaten by a python.
I would want to die. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a lot of plans. So this is the kind of the problem, right? If you got a bunch of projects going on, you don't have any projects going on. You got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterbacks type of situation.
Yeah.
They also thought about potentially mailing dead rats to the victim's home. At one point, they maybe had a plan to scalp her.
Oh, the mom or the daughter?
I think the mom.
Okay.
They ultimately just decided on blowing up the house, which they did. On January 13, 2023. So about a year ago. This is the house in Bryan County, Georgia. Set off a... I don't think they killed anyone, though.
It looks like a nice house, like a decent house.
It looks pretty new, right?
Oh, hey, so, all right. So, yeah, now that I see it, it blew the fucking siding off.
Yeah.
Blew the bricks off. Okay. So this was a finished house.
This is a serious bomb,
Jesus
too.
Jesus Christ, dude. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
It's hard to build a bomb. You can ask some of those dudes in the Middle East who've blown themselves up. So no one died in this?
Not
Were they
it.
Not home?
I'm looking a little closer to see, but it does not appear that they got anyone.
And what was the relationship there? Were these guys married or just dating in real life?
Just dating. The daughter's not his. Whoever's it was.
See, that's even worse then. Why would you want to kill the daughter? Jesus Christ.
I mean, who the fuck knows? But yeah, these people, a woman and child had moved into the residence the day before the explosion. One of the suspects had a prior relationship with the woman. They're in custody waiting proceedings. If convicted, the charges carry 20 years in prison. So yeah, they didn't kill anyone.
Damn, dude. I mean, that's a serious fucking bomb.
They didn't even hurt anyone, thankfully.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn, the neighbors are nothing, huh?
Nothing. They didn't get anybody.
Son of a bitch.
Would have been better off releasing the snake.
Yeah. Yeah, god damn, dude. What a gnarly story. Holy shit.
And then just for fun, I have a quick video of, man, this would be a fun thing to watch in school.
Okay. Pop it up.
You know how it's always fun, like, there's a fight in school?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What do we got?
The only thing that's fun, more fun? Is when it's between people who work at the school.
Was it teachers?
A teacher and a security guard threw down over in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Over a personal beef.
God damn. All right, let's go, dude.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Skip this. No free ads here.
Yeah, no free ads. Dude. We don't do ads on Patreon.
They don't do ads on Patreon. It's not even a ghost bed ad.
Mm-mm.
This guy's hawking bananas or something. I don't know.
Bananas, huh?
He was holding a banana. That's all.
Okay. All right. Let's see this thing go down.
Like, this would be the highlight of my year.
I know. Watching your teacher and a fucking security guard go at it. These are big dudes, man.
Yeah.
These are not small people. Oh, yeah. I always like when that Dateline music pops
Wait,
in.
What is Channel 5 Ratchet News? What?
Oh, the internet, dude. Everybody's creating their own news channel. Why not, dude?
Isn't that the New York Post?
Ratchet.
We're on the New York Post, yeah.
Ratchet News.
I think the New York Post is just getting, you know, editorializing.
Yeah.
Look at that, dude. Two Harrisburg employees were placed on leave.
It's a personal matter between the two men. Gotta think, similar to the reason you might let a snake into somebody's house.
Yeah, it's over a woman, probably.
Oh! This is a different fight.
Yeah, Georgia. This is a Georgia middle school. And a Florida middle school teacher.
Now this one, the other one they're showing is just some lady who let her kids fight.
Sure.
But that's fine.
They're all black, by the way. I was not expecting that today. Or whatever the opposite of that is. This is, that's a wild fucking video there. I'm surprised to see a teacher that big.
He's fucking jacked.
I know. This is why you learn jiu-jitsu out there, guys. It's, you know, you're going to get a couple punches in, then it immediately goes to the ground after that. That's exactly what happened in this, but these motherfuckers are big, dude.
So here's the thing with this. Obviously, this guy here on the right.
Yep.
That looks like a teacher.
Sure does.
That's a teacher.
He's got white socks on and black shoes and all black. Yeah.
Now, this woman, maybe she just polices the girls usually. Doesn't seem like she'd be useful in a fight between two, say, high school football players.
Yeah, doesn't want to risk that weave either.
No. And then the teacher, God damn.
That's a fucking animal.
Yeah. Right there. Now, this safety officer trying to break it up over here, he's big. He seems like he could do the job.
All three of those dudes are fucking big that are involved in that fight.
Yeah, that's true. The other one fighting, too.
God damn, man. Look at the fucking... I'm surprised you're not complimenting the legwork of that guy there in the gray sweatpants.
Dan, what do you think of these quads?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're beefy.
Yeah, they are, man. He's got a fucking decent lower body. That dude's never skipping leg day right there. Yeah, I wonder who ended up breaking that up at the end. The guy on the left, probably?
Yeah, I think so. Although they went to the ground.
They did. I mean, look, that's two huge men going at it there. Everybody's got a fucking cell phone on them. Because that looked like it was a student's phone, you know?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this appears to be in a science lab.
Oh, shit, it was in chemistry? God damn, dude.
This isn't a normal classroom. There's a sink in the back. You can see. This looks like a science lab.
Yeah, that's a chemistry class.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's the last class I'd expect to see a brawl break out in between a teacher.
Same. Grab a Bunsen burner. You know, smash it over someone. God damn. All right. I hate seeing shit like that. I never had teachers fight growing up. Did you?
I went to Catholic school. Of course not.
You never know, Bob.
No.
You never know.
Okay. I had a couple teachers fight.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
What were they fighting over?
I think it was about sports.
Okay.
Yeah. Eagles? It wasn't actually. No.
McNabb sucks at quarterback.
No, they were both coaches.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
I had a coach come after me in high school. A physical altercation for sure. I hated this motherfucker, and I played for him for 4 years. He hated me, and it was right after the last game of my senior year. And, you know, you go down the line, you shake their hands, and you say, hey, great career, and blah, blah, blah. And he said, don't shake my hand if you don't mean it. And I was like, oh, well, I definitely don't mean it. And he took a fucking swing at me. I didn't say anything because I'm not a fucking pussy. But, yeah, that went to the ground immediately with that fucking dude. And I still remember him. And you know what? At the end of the day, I respected it. He hated me, I hated him, and I really didn't give a shit, and I never told my parents. So, if you're out there watching, Mom and Dad, you know now, but I didn't want to ruin that guy's fucking career over that bullshit, you know?
I don't know. Sounds like he might have deserved it.
Who?
A guy who swings on their student because the student talked to him like a teenager talks to anyone.
Bob, if you want to win, that's going to happen occasionally, and I didn't mind it. I let it go. It's the first time I've ever talked about it, I think. So,
you okay?
Fuck him. Yeah. I did. You know what's funny, though, is I did look him up to see what he was doing, though.
Dead?
No. Oh. He's still alive, and I was shocked by that. I was like, oh, shit. All right. Yeah, he's coaching a JV football team still in my hometown.
Just JV, huh?
You know, Bob, the football jobs in the South for head coaches, it's tough.
It's competitive, yeah.
It sure is. I remember my head coach, because it wasn't the head coach. My head coach was pretty good, and his dad was the coach of Michigan State for years. He was a good high school football coach. They went and ended up winning a state title maybe 3 or 4 years after I left. And I think that because he moved up, I think the job he took was 150. And at that time, 150 for a high school coach in Georgia, you were fucking rich at that point. You know, this is well before inflation and all that other shit. So he was doing well and people took it seriously, man. That Texas is a whole nother level. Holy shit, dude. I saw one of the high school coaches out here. The parents, Bobby, and you'll see this as your kids grow up. You'll see parents just fucking kiss their asses. Bars, restaurants, wherever you're at, man. And they're all trying to get in good graces with those coaches. Because they end up staying, these are the top jobs out here, so they end up staying for a while.
Yeah.
And everybody in town knows them and all that other shit. And it's down to, I saw it with a baseball coach, and I saw it with the soccer coaches as well. And I was like, shit. I mean, people, because I coach the kids, obviously, and they'll come out and watch from time to time, the high school coaches, because usually, you know, a lot of them live in the same area and work their way up, and they're looking to see, you know, who could potentially play and how they can help them and shit like that. And I saw parents kissing the fucking high school coaches' soccer teams. I was like, God damn, that must be a good job.
I mean, fuck, dude, look, like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
This can't be right.
Pop it up.
So I just looked up the Dripping Springs head football coach's salary.
Yep.
No, make much.
It's probably six figs. He was making 90 grand in 2016. So yeah. He's making six figs.
You know why, Bob? You know why it was only 90 then?
Why?
Because the high school just got built. So like there was nobody out there.
Yeah.
Now they're hitting the playoffs and all that other shit. That's when your salary really takes off. And that was the same way in my high school. So when I went to high school.
You still got to teach, though.
You do. Shout out Chattahoochee. Well, I mean, you're teaching like fucking gym, let's be honest. But you're not. It's not like you're teaching chemistry. You know what I'm saying? When I was there, brand new high school. And so you got to give it time. The program's got to win. And then, you know, the salary will tick up there. Now, you know, that high school competes in everything, dude. Football, basketball, and then the men's and women's soccer team. Each of them played for state championships in the last 2 to 3 years. So, yeah, that's when that salary really jacks up there. Lake Travis, look up that one. Yeah, that's where, like, Baker Mayfield and all those guys went to school.
Yeah. Hold on, though. I looked up how much the offensive coordinator at Texas State makes.
Uh-huh.
Same county, right?
Yeah.
I don't think this is accurate presently, but in 2019, Tevin Mims, the offensive coordinator at Texas State University, a D1 college program,
yep,
$50,000.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
We have some breaking news.
What do we got? Is it bad or good?
It's good for you.
All right.
Well.
Is it?
I don't know. I think it's going to be good, but I think you're missing out.
Yeah. Reports
uh-huh.
say Desmond Ridder. To the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, thank God. Did they trade him? Good. Thank God, dude. All right. I wanted to end on some good news today. I'm on a United flight tonight. I could probably die here in the next 4 hours.
Yeah, there's, what, 6 incidents in the last week or
so? Yep, there sure is. Yeah. There sure is. And it was the only nonstop that I could get after work here for that meeting. And,
are you willing to help in case of an emergency?
Not today.
Okay.
Not today. No. No, no. Looking to have several drinks here on fake news and then kind of roll that into the flight. It's a long flight to LA and I'm only there for like 36 hours. So, yeah, I'm not willing to help tonight.
How's that insurance policy?
That's rock solid. Shit. Even on that call I was talking about earlier with the banks, they were like, hey, you know, they're going to take part of your life insurance policy. And I was like, that one's fine. That's millions of dollars. All right. You can't lose this voice. So that insurance policy is rock solid. I'm sure Holloway just walked in. I'm sure he was hoping I fucking died 2.5 years ago. I mean, that was a good one. That's a real good one there.
He's shaking his head. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a separate. There's one for Jesse as well. So, yeah. Several drinks, not helping out anybody. I'll keep the seatbelt on though the entire flight. I'm not going to get up. to piss or shit today, I can tell you that, in case the goddamn door flies off. Is it weird that my first thought when I saw that door fly off was like, man, if it sucked out my backpack with my computer in it and an unfinished St. James Street James book, I'd be so pissed off.
It would be so cold. You would be so cold.
I don't know. It wouldn't be the cold, though. Like, my mind would go into shock of how much shit is actually on my computer that I want to, like, content and shit that I want to put out in life.
Are you not saving it to, like, Google Drive or something?
I am, but, like, let's face it. Is anybody ever going to find that and pop it back in? Like, you know how I am tech-wise.
Yeah, also, does that surprise you, Rob?
Yeah.
Doesn't.
No. You know what I still do?
Honestly, you don't have a
typewriter. Do you still write scripts, like, by hand?
No, I don't. No, I don't. But I did initially. And my very, very first script was written in hand, and I saved it. It was on a notebook, and then I paid somebody to transcribe it for me. That was my very, very first script, and it did get sold, and it did get made, so it was worth it out there, in case you're wondering. But after that, no, yeah, I've got final drafts and everything else. You know what I do is I email myself at the end of every night. So whatever the page count I'm on, I email it to myself, so at least it's saved in my email, and then I can pop it up later. I don't trust the cloud or the fucking Google Drive or any of that shit.
If you're emailing it to yourself, you are inherently trusting the cloud.
I'm trusting my email. I'm trusting my Hotmail account, okay?
Same thing.
My Hotmail. Hotmail has never let me down, Bob, okay? There's no cloud there in Hotmail. It's just Hotmail, okay? The cloud is the thing that's going to suck out my computer out of the goddamn plane once the door rips off today, all right? I don't want to hear it, Dan. You're not mic'd up. He'll be mic'd up in about 15 minutes. Actually, shit, we'll probably be live over there in about 10 minutes over on YouTube for Drinking Bros Fake News. So join us over there. In the meantime, go to iTunes. I talked about this at the top of the show. Just fucking do it, dude. It means a lot. Rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review for Ross Patterson Revolution. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away at that point, all right? I don't care what you do with the rest of your life after that. Rate it a 5. If you're on a flight tonight, rate it a 5-star. And then if the door gets sucked off and your phone flies out of your hand, at least you rated the show a 5-star and you did something for me, okay? Do your part. God damn it. And even though she's not here today, I'll say goodbye as if she was. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, Ross Patterson, this is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.